Good evening, and welcome to tonight's meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California. Find us on the internet at commonwealthclub.org. I'm Patty James, co-chair of the Health and Medicine Committee. It is my pleasure to introduce Raymond Francis. Raymond is an internationally recognized leader in the emerging field of optimal health maintenance. He is chairman and CEO of Beyond Health Corporation, a supplier of highly advanced health education and world-class health-supporting products to the public. He is also president of the Healthy America Foundation, the publisher of Beyond Health News, author of the Pathways to Health newspaper columns, and host and producer of the radio talk show An Ounce of Prevention. He lives in San Rafael, California. Welcome.
Thank you very much for the nice introduction. Thank you all for being here. It's an honor to be here at the Commonwealth Club, and I hope that all of you will go home this evening feeling that you have learned something of great value. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a scientist by training. I am a chemist. I am a graduate of MIT, and I drifted into the business world, became president of an international management consulting company, and an expert in corporate turnarounds. I took ill, and I almost died. I had to use my own knowledge of biochemistry to save my life, because my death was a medical certainty. It took me 2 years of hard work and learning to restore myself to where I could go back to work again. But it was never the same. I kept asking a question. And as a scientist, you know, a good scientist never stops asking the question, why? So I kept asking, why did I get sick? How do you get sick? How do you take a healthy person and make them a sick person? And if you're sick, how do you take a sick person and make them a healthy person? What has to happen at the molecular level, at the cellular level, to enable these things to occur? I started getting answers to these questions, and the answers were so profound that they just blew me away. And in 1991, actually July of 1991, I resigned from everything. I was even on the board of directors of a hospital. I resigned from all my activities and decided to devote the remainder of my life to improving the health of the American people. I am now the international chairman of the Project to End Disease. The acronym is TPED, T-P-E-D, and TPED is spreading all over the world. We're starting TPED chapters in communities around the world to teach people how to get well and how to stay well. So the Project to End Disease really needs to become an international movement of major proportions, because we need to stop this epidemic of chronic and degenerative disease. I want to tell you this evening about a problem. We have a problem. The problem is this. The economists are telling us that the United States government is going to go bankrupt and that the United States will become a third world country. And this is going to happen fairly soon. There was a book written just a few years ago. The title of the book is Gray Dawn. It was written by the former Secretary of Commerce, Peter Peterson. I want to read you something that Peter Peterson wrote in this book so that you can get an idea of the magnitude of this problem. In 1994, there was something called the Kerry Danforth Commission on Entitlement and Tax Reform. This was established by President Clinton, and the report was really pretty profound. And I want to read you some of this that Secretary Peter Peterson wrote. The report demonstrated beyond question that if we do not reform our tax and spending policies, the benefit outlays for just five programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and federal civilian and military pensions will exceed the federal revenues by the year 2030. That would leave no tax revenue for any other purpose, not even for interest payments, nor for national defense, nor for education, nor for child health, nor for the federal payroll, not a penny available for anything else. That, my friends, is a problem. The 800-pound gorilla in this problem is Medicare. Medicare is going to bankrupt the United States. So we have some choices to make. One choice is to go bankrupt and become a third world country. And I don't think that's a good choice. I think all of us have a responsibility to leave to those who came behind us a country that is functional. We lived in the golden age, all of us here. We've lived in the golden age. And we have a responsibility to leave a functioning country to those who come after us. So one possibility, one choice, is to go bankrupt. A second choice is simply to deny care. Say, okay, all you folks, all you old folks, we promise to pay for your health care, but there's no money, and we're not going to pay it. Well, that's not a good choice either. And probably, politics go, you'll probably get a mixture of the two. They'll raise taxes to confiscatory levels to pay for Medicare, and they'll also deny care, so there'll be a combination of the two. Well, there's a third choice, and here it is. This is the win-win choice. The win-win choice is to abolish disease. Now, you might be sitting there saying, well, gosh, wouldn't that be nice? But how do you do that? Well, we know how to do that. All of these chronic degenerative diseases that are running up the costs, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, all of these chronic degenerative diseases can be ended tomorrow with what we already know today. That, my friends, is the key. We can make the third choice. That's why I started TPED, the Project to End Disease, to teach people how to get well and stay well. And by the way, there is a San Francisco TPID, and it meets this coming Thursday, meets the first Thursday of the month, the first Thursday of this month. And we have one in Marin. The Marin TPID meets the second Monday, so that will be meeting on 8 June, and San Francisco on 4 June. All of you are invited to come to TPID. Come and learn how to get well and how to stay well. How do you do that? Well, tonight, what I've done is I've spent the last 20 years learning about biochemistry and molecular biology, the cutting edge of science, and looking at how we can end disease. And I have now devised what I call the Beyond Health model. It's a very simple model of health that you can teach to anyone. And the power is in the simplicity. It is so simple, you can teach it to a child. And so powerful, you can cure almost anything with it. People who learn the Beyond Health model go home and cure terminal cancer. Go home and cure Lou Gehrig's disease. Go home and cure incurable diseases over and over and over again. Anybody can do this. I wrote a book called Never Be Sick Again, and it's available outside on that table out there. And I advise people to read this book. It is revolutionary. And what do we mean by revolutionary? What is revolutionary? Revolutionary is a fundamental change in the way you think. It's a fundamental change in the way you view the world. That's what's in this book, Never Be Sick Again. A fundamental change in the way you view health and disease. And again, it's so simple, anybody can put it to use. We're even teaching this. TPED is teaching these principles in more than 20 public schools in the state of Massachusetts. So TPED is spreading around the world, and we're teaching people how to get well, how to stay well. I also have a handout here that is also available free of charge outside at the little desk there. And I advise people to read this because it's called The Roadmap to Choosing Supplements. There's information in here that only a handful of people in the world know. Putting a vitamin pill together and making it work is very esoteric. There's only a few dozen people in the whole country that actually know how to do that. So when you go to a vitamin store and buy a vitamin, it's bewildering. You go into a vitamin store, it's bewildering. What are you going to do? You got all those different brands. What are you going to do? You need a roadmap. This is it. It's available for free. I have brought with me tonight what I call the key to health. And I want to offer to you this precious gift. This gift, you know, how much, you know, think of this, how much would you be willing to pay if you never could be sick another day in your entire life? How much would you be willing to pay for that? Most people would be willing to pay a lot. Some people would say, I'll give you my entire net worth because if I'm healthy, I know I can make more money. If I'm not healthy, I can't. So what is it worth? I'm going to offer to you the key to health. And what you do with it is up to you. Some people will look at this key and say, nah, too much trouble. I have to pick up the key. I got to put it in the lock. I got to turn the key. I got to turn the doorknob. I got to open the door. I got to walk. Nah, forget it. I'd rather be sick and go to the doctor and take a pill. Other people will look on this key and say, thank you, God. This is what I've always wanted. And it is to the latter that I really speak this evening. The key to health is in this bag. I brought it in the bag. And I'm going to offer it to you. I don't know if you're ready for this. You think so? All right. Hang on. Okay, do we need a drum roll or something, or, you know, a little boom, 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 and okay, and there you go. There, my friends, is the key to health. Now, for those of you who are sitting there stunned, saying, oh my God, the key to health is a water balloon, I could have stayed home and watched television. Yes, folks, the key to health is a water balloon. And if you take nothing home with you this evening other than that one thought, you are going to be light years ahead of where you arrived this evening. The key to health is a water balloon. Here's why. This water balloon is a very special water balloon because what it represents is it represents a human cell. You see, we're all made of these little microscopic units of life called cells. A bacterium is a single-cell organism. An algae is a single-cell organism. All of us, every one of us, started life as a single-cell organism. We started life as a single cell in our mother. And then that cell became two cells, and the two became four. And the four became eight, and the eight became 16. And now, each of us is somewhere between 50 and 100 trillion cells. That's a lot, depending on your size, between 50 and 100 trillion cells. Well, today with budget deficits and the trillions of dollars, people just don't think much of trillions anymore. You know, it's just, you know, it's mundane. But I once sat down and calculated how long it would take you to count to 100 trillion. And so if you were to count as fast as you could possibly count, and if you didn't take any time off to sleep or to eat, to count to 100 trillion would take approximately 4.5 million years. So you see, 100 trillion is a big number, big number. And those budget deficits are big numbers too, believe it or not. Here's the bottom line. If every cell in your body is functioning as it should, you are healthy. The only way you can be sick is as a significant number of cells, very large number of cells, are malfunctioning, and then you will become sick. Well, in my simple model of health, we teach that there is only one disease, and that one disease is a malfunctioning cell. So you see, modern medicine thinks that there are thousands of diseases, and they're not. There's only one. You cannot be sick unless cells malfunction. Simple as that. Cells malfunction for only two reasons. Either they're not getting everything they need to function properly. We call that problem deficiency. Or they're getting something that interferes with their normal function. We call that problem toxicity. So we have a simple system here that is so simple, it revolutionizes medicine, revolutionizes it. There's only one disease. There's only two causes of disease. Today, if you go to a doctor, the doctor spends thousands of dollars trying to diagnose what you have. And then they give it a name, and then they treat the symptoms. They don't make you well. They treat the symptoms. Under this system, no matter what you have, when you walk through the door, we know what's wrong. You have a massive number of malfunctioning cells caused by deficiency and toxicity. So when we talk about all these chronic diseases, cancer and heart disease and diabetes and Alzheimer's and depression, and they don't exist. Not a single one of them exists. The only thing that exists is this. A water balloon that is functioning as it should, or one that is not. That is the only thing that exists. And then when the cell malfunctions, depending on why it's malfunctioning, depending on the particular deficiencies and toxicities involved, you get thousands of different symptoms. And then our doctors confuse themselves, thinking that these thousands of different symptoms are, in fact, thousands of different diseases. They're not. Let me give an example. Let's suppose that all of us have an appointment tomorrow to see our doctor. Suppose we go into the doctor and we say, "Doctor, boy, I've got a lot of problems. I've been having asthma attacks. And my allergies are just out of control. And I've got arthritis. I wake up in the morning, my fingers are so stiff and so painful, I can't even open a jar in the kitchen anymore because my hands hurt so much. And not only that, I'm depressed. I've really got some pretty serious depression." And then the doctor measures you. You know, they always do high, you know, They do blood pressure measure. That's some standard. They measure your blood pressure. Doctor measures your blood pressure. He says, "Oh, my gosh, your blood pressure is sky high." And then they do a bone scan, and the doctor comes back and says, "Oh, my gosh, you've got osteoporosis." Well, now, under conventional medicine, you've got six diseases. You've got arthritis, asthma, allergies, depression, osteoporosis, high blood pressure. You might get sent off to a bone specialist for your osteoporosis. You might get sent off to an allergist for your allergies. You might get sent off to a psychiatrist for your depression. You might end up on 10 different drugs. Do you know what you have wrong? You've got too much mercury in this cell. That's it. You've got toxicity in this cell. Too much mercury in your cells will produce all of those so-called diseases that do not exist. As long as you think they exist, you'll never get beyond them. You will be sick forever. Once you understand these diseases do not exist, then you're on the road to getting well. Because there's only one problem, a malfunctioning cell, and the cell malfunctions for only two reasons, deficiency and toxicity. So here we have one toxin producing six different diseases, and actually it'll produce mercury toxicity, will produce a lot more than those six diseases, by the way. I just didn't want to go beyond them. But there you go. You got six different diseases, one cause. Does the doctor ever tell you, oops, you've got too much mercury in your cells? Get rid of the mercury and your asthma and your allergies and your arthritis and your depression and your osteoporosis and your high blood pressure will all go away. Nope. They put you on drugs to treat the symptoms. They don't treat the causes. So here is a system. I hope you're beginning to see the power of thinking in this new way. Now, that's what's the result of one toxin. The average American is bioaccumulating between 300 and 500 toxins in their body. We are all in toxic overload. We live in a sea of toxins. We are all deficient. Study after study shows that the average American is chronically deficient in at least several key nutrients. Well, if you are chronically deficient in even one nutrient, you will get sick. Chronically deficient in even one nutrient, you will get sick. And we know that the average American is chronically deficient in at least several nutrients. If you are deficient in even one nutrient, you will get a whole list of diseases. If you are toxic with even one toxin, you will get a whole list of diseases. Now, just imagine what happens when you start combining multiple deficiencies with multiple toxicities, and the answer is you can get almost anything. Thousands of different so-called diseases, none of which exist. So here is a simple system that if we put this to work and teach it to people, we can end this epidemic of chronic and degenerative disease. We can put a stop to it. We can put a stop to the costs. And I'll tell you, there was one study that I'm not at liberty to tell you a lot about because of secrecy agreements. But there was one study that was done, and it was done by a major HMO, and they treated people, a whole population. They took a population, and they treated that population with alternative means rather than standard conventional means, and guess what? The costs were reduced by 75%. So there is the potential, folks. If we reduce our health costs by 75%, we save the situation. Not only do we save America from bankruptcy and third world status, but we save all of us from the pain and disability that comes with disease. And we stay with our families, the people we love. So there's an incentive here to do it right. And we need to start doing it right because we know how to do it right. And let me give you an example of what you can do. I started to have symptoms when I was age 46. I went to my doctor. I complained that I didn't have a lot of energy. My energy levels were down. Well, when you're in the consulting business on an international basis and you have to get on a plane in Boston and fly to Tokyo and get off that plane and go into a business meeting and function immediately, you need a lot of energy, folks. I started to slow down. I didn't have the energy. So I complained to my doctor. By the way, lack of energy, fatigue, is the number one complaint made to doctors in America. Because that's the first thing that starts to go. Once you start screwing up your system, that's the first thing that starts to go, is your ability to produce the high energy compounds inside your cells that give you the energy you need every day. I went to the doctor, complained. The doctor did thousands of dollars worth of testing. I came back for the next meeting, and the doctor sat behind his desk and gleefully announced that I was in perfect health. I said, "Doc, if I'm in perfect health, how come I feel this way?" He said, "Well, you're getting older." As age 46, and I was dragging my tail. I thought, "Oh my God, if this is what getting old is about, I don't want to do this. I mean, this is not good, you know." And of course, at age 48, I almost died, and my death was a medical certainty. Now I'm age 72. I have boundless energy. I have to tell you, boundless energy. I travel all over. I just came back a couple of days ago from a speaking tour in Florida. I have crisscrossed the United States 6 times in the last 6 weeks. I live on airplanes. I have boundless energy. I'm never tired. And I never get sick. I've had one cold in the last 21 years, just one. That's inexcusable. It's irresponsible. But I did it, and I'll tell you how I did it. I made a speech in Egypt. I was invited to speak at a conference in Egypt. I was coming back. There was bad weather. Planes got canceled. Planes got delayed. I spent an entire night in plastic seats that are less comfortable than what you're sitting on in the Cairo airport. And I was up for more than 48 hours without sleep. Well, if you go for one night without sleep, your immunity goes bong. 2 nights without sleep, your immunity's in big trouble. I got a cold. One cold in 21 years. I now, 5 years ago, I had my arteries measured. 5 years ago, I had my arteries down to age 30. I just had them measured again in March. I've now got my arteries down to age 26. My goal is to have my arteries down to age 18 by the time I'm 80. Anybody can do this. It is irresponsible to have a heart attack or heart disease. There's no reason for it. The problem is this. Nobody ever told us that. Nobody ever told us that we were responsible for our health. Nobody ever told us how to maintain our health so that we would never be sick. I had so many diseases. I have to tell you, I had autoimmune syndromes. I had lupus. I had Sjogren's syndrome. I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I had fibromyalgia. I had seizures. I had seizures so bad that if I was sitting in a chair, I would react so violently, I'd end up on the floor. I had chronic fatigue syndrome. I had chemical sensitivity syndrome. I was one of the most chemically sensitive people on the planet. So chemically sensitive, I could not even speak on a telephone because I could smell the fumes coming off of the plastic phone, and it would blow me away. I was a very sick puppy. Today, I'm in perfect health, and I never get sick. And I'm lowering my biological age. Anybody can lower their biological age. Aging is an enormous mistake. You don't want to do it. Let me tell you something, folks. I've been there. I've done that. You don't want to do it. It is an enormous mistake because aging means sickness, and sickness means disability. And pretty soon, you're in a wheelchair with somebody rolling you around a nursing home while you're drooling out of your mouth. You don't want to do that. You don't have to do that. Here's why. The body is a self-repairing system. Your car is not. You put wear and tear on the car. You have to replace the brakes. You have to replace the tires. You have to keep doing maintenance on the car. You are a self-repairing system. You don't need to be replaced. There are people running around replacing their hips, replacing their knees. Crazy. Crazy. The body is a self-repairing system. You don't need to replace anything. It's a self-repairing system if you do two things. One, supply it with all the materials it needs to do the repairs. And two, allow the repair machinery to operate as it should. But we're not doing that in our society. We're not supplying our body with all of the repair materials it needs. And two, we live in such a toxic world that we're actually screwing up the repair machinery. So most of us are now in repair deficits. And by the time you get into a wheelchair, let me tell you something, you got a huge repair deficit, big repair deficit. You can repair. We need to keep ourselves in good repair. And that's the challenge. You need to give yourself all the repair materials you need every day. And you need to keep your repair machinery operating properly. When you do that, you will self-repair and you will stay biologically young. Well, what's happening today? We're measuring 30-year-olds with the biological markers of 80-year-olds. Just a few months ago, there was a study published. They measured a group of 10-year-olds with the biological markers of 45-year-olds. What's going to happen to those kids when they're 50? They're going to die. And indeed, the medical journals are saying that life expectancy in America is going to start to turn down after 200 years of increases, going to start to turn down because our young people are so sick and so old. When you're 45, when you're 10 years old, you're in big trouble. We got 30-year-olds who are biologically 80. You want 80-year-olds who are biologically 30. All you have to do is keep yourself in good repair. And to do that, you need to give your cells, give your water balloons, everything they need every day. And don't screw up the repair machinery with toxins. So we need, each of us needs to learn how to do that. Well, that's why I wrote my book, Never Be Sick Again, to teach people how to keep themselves in good repair and how to keep their machinery working correctly. We live in a toxic world, folks. That's the bad news. We're all in toxic overload. Here's the good news. 80% of that toxic load is under your personal control. All you have to do is learn how to exercise that personal control, and you will reduce your toxic load by 80%. And indeed, I've reduced my toxic load pretty much down close to zero. And that's one of the reasons I'm so healthy at my age. So anybody can do this, and all you have to do is accept the key to health. Learn this simple key. There's only one disease, a malfunctioning cell. There's only two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity at the cellular level. And that really is my message for you this evening. And you can do it. Anybody can do it. We must do it. We don't have a choice. We only have a small window of opportunity here to educate millions and millions of people on how to get well and stay well, so that we can cut these costs and save ourselves from bankruptcy. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll take questions.
The first question is, what specific actions actions should people take? What foods to eat? What vitamins to take? Real specifics.
Okay.
People would like to know that several
times. Okay, that's a good question. First of all, you do need to learn how to eat good food because the food today available at the supermarket is not food. No one has ever eaten the standard American diet. The standard American diet can only be described with one word, bizarre. It's bizarre. And most people go to the disease store and they buy disease. They spend a fortune buying disease and then they wonder why they're sick. And you can imagine, you know, a housewife calling up to her husband saying, "Honey, I'm going to the disease store and I'm going to buy some diabetes for myself and I'll get some cancer for you and I'll get some Alzheimer's for mom." But no, we don't say that. We don't tell the truth. We say, "Honey, I'm going to the supermarket and I'm going to get you some of that wonderful salad oil that you love, and I'm going to get mom some of that wonderful chocolate cake that she loves, and I'm going to buy some of that pasta for myself." It's a different conversation. Right? You have to learn what food is. You have to buy food. And fortunately, where we live, we actually have food. We have farmers markets, and we have organic farmers that sell their goods at the farmers markets. So we can buy food. We need to change our diet. We need to change our lifestyle. That's the whole cause of all this chronic and degenerative disease. Anybody can learn how to eat a better diet. The one thing you cannot eat is processed foods. 90 cents out of the American food dollar is spent on processed foods. We buy these things in cans and jars and packages and frozen foods, and that's not food. Anything that's been processed is going to be low in nutrition and high in toxins. What are the two causes of disease? Deficiency and toxicity. So when you buy a processed food, when you buy that can of soup, when you buy that box of breakfast cereal, when you buy that bottle of milk, when you buy all of these processed foods, what you're buying is disease. Next question.
Specifically, how would you prevent cataracts, macular degeneration, and... Sorry, I can't read your handwriting. What was the last one?
Okay.
There we go.
Glaucoma. Cataracts all of these things, again, are cellular malfunction. They're all cellular malfunction. Cataracts are cellular malfunction. Macular degeneration, cellular malfunction. So, again, we see we have to stop thinking of these things as diseases and start thinking of them as cellular malfunction. And cellular malfunction happens because of deficiency and toxicity. And that's the key. You know, it doesn't matter whether you have an eye problem or a heart problem or a liver problem or a problem with your brain, or it doesn't matter. What matters is that you keep all of your cells. See, all of these tissues are made of cells. If they're not working right, it's because of deficiency and toxicity. That's what you need to address. And you see, that's the simplicity. Now when you walk into the doctor's office and say, "I have this problem," you're into thousands of dollars worth of diagnostic testing, all of which is useless because you know immediately what is wrong with you when you have a problem. Massive cellular malfunction due to deficiency and toxicity. And in glaucoma, you're looking at lipid peroxidation. You're looking at oxidative damage to the eye. And again, you need antioxidants to prevent this from happening. And most Americans don't get enough antioxidants. And we eat an oxidative diet. We eat a very inflammatory diet. And inflammation is the foundation stone of all these chronic diseases. So we eat an inflammatory diet. We don't eat enough antioxidants. You're going to get disease. Doesn't matter where the disease is. You're going to get it.
How do you measure the age of your arteries?
How do you measure the age of... Okay, we were using a Doppler ultrasound test, and a very sophisticated test. It's all computerized, and they slap electrodes on you, and they put pressure cuffs on you. And basically what they're measuring is a couple of things. They're measuring the elasticity of your arteries. You want your arteries to be very elastic. In fact, you want all your tissues to be elastic. You don't want your arteries to get hard. So they measure the elasticity of the arteries, and they also listen for the noise in the arteries. If you have a pipe, and the pipe is very clean, and you're running a liquid through the pipe, you get what we call laminar flow. And laminar flow is very quiet. If you start putting gunk into the arteries, you start getting what we call turbulent flow. If you've ever listened to a brook go babble, 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 that's turbulent flow. And so the more gunk you have in the arteries, the more turbulent flow you get, and the more noise the artery makes. And so you can listen to the noise and see how much gook is in there. Mine are very clean at this. Well, no, not very clean. I'm only age 26. The average 26-year-old in America is ready to fall over dead from a heart attack at this point. So it's nothing to brag about, but it's better than being age 73. But I'm working on it.
Okay. Would you please give a few clues as to how to reduce the toxic load, specific clues,
good.
And keep the machinery in a good state of repair?
Okay. How do you reduce the toxic loads, keep the machinery in good shape? Okay. Three things. One, stop putting the toxins in. Now, that's pretty logical, right? Stop putting the toxins in. So learn where the toxins are. Learn how to avoid them. Stop putting them in. You know, what are you brushing your teeth with? What are you shampooing your hair with? Toothpaste is a deadly poison. Deadly poison. Shampoo is a deadly poison. And yet people use these deadly products on a daily basis. Well, don't do that. There are safe shampoos. There are safe toothpastes. Use those. So we're talking here simple choices, learning where the toxins are, making simple choices to avoid them. Buy safe toothpaste, buy safe shampoo, buy safe skin creams, buy safe clothing, buy safe all kinds of things. So simple choices. Now, stop putting the toxins in. That's number one. Number two, the body has a detoxification system. It isn't working too good right now because we're in toxic overload. That shuts the system down. And also, we're not giving the system the chemicals that it needs to operate properly. So let's take a molecule here of a toxin. Let's say it's a pesticide. Let's say we present this molecule to the liver to be detoxified so that we're not harmed by it. To detoxify this one molecule requires many, many molecules. Where are those many, many molecules going to come from? Well, they're going to come from your diet. If you're not eating them, guess what? You don't have them, and so you can only detoxify a certain number of these molecules, and then you run out. When you run out, all these toxins are going to be there, and they're going to poison you. So first, stop putting the toxins in. Two, make sure that you're giving your body's detoxification system all of the chemicals that it needs in order to function properly. And number three is to take out existing toxins. And here is a really serious problem, because our bodies were designed 100,000 years ago, and they were never designed to get rid of what we call oil-soluble toxins. Good reason. There weren't any oil-soluble toxins around, or very little of them. Today, we live in, the petroleum age. We are inundated. We live in a sea of oil-soluble toxins. We're exposed to them every moment of every day. Just reading a newspaper, reading a magazine, exposes you to oil-soluble toxins. Driving on the freeway exposes you to oil-soluble toxins. In this room, breathing the fumes coming off of this carpet exposes you to oil-soluble toxins. And they bioaccumulate every brushing your teeth. Shampooing your hair exposes you to oil-soluble toxins. These toxins are accumulating in your fatty tissues every day. The average American now has been identified as having levels of toxins that we know causes disease in animals. So we're now talking a massive, major cause of disease. There's only one way that we know how to get rid of these toxins, and that's with a sauna. And so every American today has to sauna. It's not an option. You can't choose to do it or not to do it. You have to decide if you want to be healthy, you have to sauna. because that's the only way you're going to reduce your toxic load. I now, just for maintenance, sauna twice a week for an hour and a half, just for maintenance. When I was sick, I saunaed for over an hour, 4 to 5 days a week. I've now got my toxic load down to where it's virtually unmeasurable. Anybody can do this, but we have to start doing it. Saunas are now a household necessity. If you have a refrigerator, you need a sauna. It's a household necessity. If you don't have room in your home for a sauna, or if you can't afford one, then you need to join a gym or a health club or something else, and you need to start to sauna on a regular basis. That's what you do about the toxins. You can screw up your metabolic machinery. Just a little bit of mercury will screw up so much metabolic machinery that you'll be in major trouble. And indeed, at the first, we talked about all those diseases that mercury could cause. And Americans have a lot of mercury in their teeth, and they eat a lot of mercury and fish and what have you. And in vaccinations. Vaccinations load you with mercury. Yeah.
Quite a few more questions. So briefly, what can be done to remove metals from cells?
What can be done? I'm sorry, repeat that.
Remove metals from cells.
From cell. Remove metals from cells. Okay, well, we're just talking about that, metals. Okay. If you have massive amounts, you can actually go to a medical doctor and get oral chelation. They give you prescription drugs that are chelators that will take mercury out. You can even have intravenous chelation to take metals out. I have never had either of those, and my metals are now down to virtually zero. The sauna will help to take the metals out. Vitamin C, selenium, zinc, N-acetylcysteine. There's a number of supplements that you can take that will take heavy metals out of your body. And if you do this on a regular basis, and if you sauna on a regular basis, you'll get your heavy metal load down. So that's how you do it.
Okay. Is cod liver oil a better blood thinner than most medications and other assets? Briefly, if you can, briefly, of cod liver oil. And then how do we raise our HDLs, or good cholesterol?
Okay. Well, first of all, the cod liver oil, is that the question was having to do with...
blood thinners.
Blood thinner,
oil.
Blood thinner, okay. Well, so many people today are on prescription blood thinners. That is an enormous mistake. You don't want to be on these things. They are extremely toxic, and they will make you very sick. And in fact, I know of a man that just as I tried to get him, his wife was very knowledgeable and very friendly, been following what I teach. And he'd been on Coumadin for, 20 years or something. And we tried to get him off of it over and over and over again. He refused. And now all of his bones are collapsing. His back is collapsing. He's bone on bone in his knees. He's just been destroyed. And that's what these blood thinners will do to you. Vitamin K is very essential to blood clotting. So what these blood thinners do is they suppress vitamin K. Well, when you suppress vitamin K, guess what? Vitamin K is also essential for bone formation and for cartilage formation. So when you suppress the vitamin K to prevent blood clots, you're destroying your bones and your cartilage. And eventually, that catches up with you big time. The body knows how to keep platelets unsticky, and essential fatty acids will keep platelets unsticky. Vitamin C, vitamin E, garlic, whole bunch of things will keep platelets unsticky, and cod liver oil is certainly one of the things that will help keep platelets unsticky. So you don't have to worry about blood clots if you're doing the right things. You know, I don't worry about blood clots, and that's the least of my worries, because I'm doing it all right, and my platelets are not sticky. If you're doing it wrong, your platelets will stick together, and then you'll get blood clots, then you'll get a stroke, you'll get a heart attack. You don't want to do that. And then the answer is, oh, take aspirin. Well, aspirin will destroy your health too, and Coumadin will destroy your health. You don't want to take things, toxins, that destroy and damage your health. You want to take things that enhance your health, help the body to do what it is designed to do. The body is designed to keep your platelets unsticky. Help it to do that, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. We have some excellent questions here. They're big questions, though, so we'll see if we can answer them all in the next few minutes.
Right.
Okay, exactly how do you treat stress, and what is a big cause of disease? Which is a big cause of disease, and briefly speak of your exercise program, and then we have
okay. Stress. Stress is a major cause of disease, and we live in a very stressful society. And then people, well, we always know that there's only two causes of disease: deficiency and toxicity. So, how does stress cause disease? If you have chronic stress, what you do is you build in the body what we call stress chemicals. And you can't take those stress chemicals apart fast enough if you have chronic stress day after day after day. So what these stress chemicals do is they build up in the body to toxic levels. So there's your toxicity. Stress causes toxicity. When you're building all of these stress chemicals, you're taking precious nutrients that would normally be used to keep your body in good repair. And these precious nutrients are now being used to build the stress chemicals. And so what do you end up with? Deficiency. So stress causes disease through the same two causes of all disease, deficiency and toxicity. How do I deal with stress? I've changed my mind. You know, it used to be, I live in Marin. If I had an appointment in the city, say if I had to come here and talk and I was caught in a traffic jam on the Golden Gate Bridge and I was getting late, I'd look at my watch and my stress levels would be going up and up and up and up and up and up. And by the time I'd get here, I'd be very stressed. I don't do that anymore. Because now, if I'm in that same situation, I catch myself and I say, wait a minute. If I put stress on myself, I'm going to make myself sick. And will it get me to the meeting any faster? And the answer is no, not going to get you a single minute faster. So forget it. Don't be stressed. So now what I do is I do deep breathing and I do relaxation exercises. I've taken the same stressful situation and turned it from a stress-increasing situation to a stress-decreasing situation, where I'm actually doing relaxation exercises and deep breathing and cutting the stress loads in my body. So a switch in your mind as to how you react to stressful situations is critical to this. I also do meditation every day, usually when I get up in the morning, and that gets your stress levels down as you begin the day. And exercise also is a good way to get stress levels down, regular exercise. So that's how I deal with stress, and we need to all learn how to deal with stress at a different level.
Okay. 1 minute on this question, then we might get to all of them. So many businesses benefit from the disease model. How do you propose we change the healthcare model to yours in 1 minute?
good question. And you're absolutely right. So many businesses, disease is now a $2.5 trillion industry in America, and it is increasing at double-digit rates. And in fact, if you go to Average City, USA, in Average City, USA, the biggest single employer is the disease industry. So this is now a vast industry, and if we end disease, there's going to be a lot of very, very unhappy people and a lot of very unemployed people. And indeed, I've run into a lot of resistance from officialdom. So my plan is this: start TPED, teach the individual how to end disease in their life, just go around the system, teach the individual how to end disease in their life, and we will end disease, and none of these other folks are going to have a say-so in it.
Okay, now we have two kind of questions that are specific. I might let those be answered after the program. But we'll see if you can get through the next
sure.
one here, which is explain the repair machine.
Explain the repair machine. Okay. We have machines inside of our cells, inside of our little water balloons. We have machines that put things together and take things apart. If you want to build a hormone, and we all need to do that every minute of every day to regulate your body. If you want to build a neurotransmitter so you can learn and think and remember. If you want to build an antibody to help protect you from infection, how do you build these things? Very simple. The machinery inside the cell takes little bits and pieces, little parts, and puts them together into what you need. They build the big molecule out of little molecules. And these things that do this are called enzymes. Now, enzymes are part of metabolic machinery. And enzymes, however, can be deactivated fairly easily. You can change the pH inside the cell. You'll deactivate enzymes. You can put mercury inside the cell, or lead, or cadmium, or arsenic, and you will deactivate the enzymes. So there are many different ways that we can deactivate these machines, and then we can have other toxins in the cell that will give false signals to genes, and then the genes won't turn on certain things. So there's a lot of ways in which we can impair our metabolic machinery with toxins, but the first way is with these little enzymes. And almost all Americans are too acidic today, and that shuts your enzymes down. Almost all Americans have too many heavy metals. That shuts your enzymes down, shuts your repair machinery down.
We only have about a minute before we have to wrap this up. So this one is a real good question, however. What are, if you could just in a few seconds, tell us the most important supplements?
Oh, that's difficult. They are all synergistic. Maybe the most important would be vitamin C, but almost all vitamin C today is junk, and so you need to know what to buy. And I now make my own vitamin C and sell it. It's the highest quality vitamin C in the world. But vitamin C is probably number one. It's just it's a do-everything molecule.
Okay. And then what about combining, it's a kind of a digestive question, but I guess it's appropriate for tonight. What about combining like citrus fruits when you eat citrus and then you have mm-hmm. a protein? She
right.
wants to know about
food combining. Food combining. That's important. I recommend it, and I do write about it in my book. And it's important that we do, especially older people. If you're 18 years old and you're healthy, you can probably digest a tank. But as you get older and after you've taken antibiotics, which really screw up your digestive system, you need to be careful about what you eat. You can't eat meat and potatoes, which is, you know, a favorite thing that people do, because you can't digest both at the same time. But I suggest that you all go to my website, beyondhealth.com, two words stuck together, beyond and health, beyondhealth.com. And there's a wealth of information on there. Get a free copy of this roadmap to choosing supplements. Get yourself a copy of Never Be Sick Again. And you can continue to learn. Come to TPED.
And there's one last question, but I'm going to ask that you answer it after the program. A woman needs some help with her son. And she wonders about chemo. Chemotherapy.
Okay.
Lymphoma to protect her 13-year-old son.
Lymphoma. Okay. Well, lymphoma is one of the things that chemotherapy appears to work on. Chemotherapy doesn't work, folks. Basically, it doesn't work. It's basically nonsense. Everybody knows it doesn't work, but they sell it to you anyway. And in fact, they've done studies on it. They've asked oncologists, if you personally had cancer, and here's a cancer specialist, you know, if you personally had cancer or a member of your immediate family had cancer, would you use chemotherapy? 76% of them say no. And of the 24% that said yes, you have to figure at least half of them are lying because they don't want to seem like hypocrites. So somewhere about 10 to 12% of oncologists would use chemotherapy on themselves. The rest would not. And when they're asked, why wouldn't you use chemotherapy? The answer is this: because chemotherapy is dangerous and ineffective. So everybody knows this, and yet we use it anyway. I'm now writing a new book on cancer, How to Cure Cancer. And I've been spending years researching this now, and I'm getting to the point where I really have a very fundamental understanding of the cancer process. And there is no such thing as cancer. All there is cells that work the way they're supposed to and cells that don't. So you need to restore the cells to normal function, and we know how to do this. You can turn cancer on or off like just as easily as you turn a lamp in your living room on or off.
Our thanks to Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again. We also thank our audiences here and on radio, television, and the internet. I'm Patty James, co-chair of the Health and Medicine Committee, and now this meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California, celebrating more than a century of enlightened discussion, is adjourned.